Joining us now, the AJC.com's Dog Nation Daily podcast host and radio show you can hear right here on 960 The Ref at noon, Brandon Adams, one of our favorite guests. How are you this morning, sir?
Logan, good morning. I hope you're doing well. I am doing very well myself.
I'd be better if we beat Tech last night, but you know what? I think the weekend series are probably a little bit more important at this point. I hate to downplay the importance of beating Tech, but I'd rather beat Mississippi State this weekend.
Yeah, I think that's probably fair, and I think that for a lot of folks who don't follow college baseball regularly, that may seem a little weird, but
right.
The more you get into the sport, you realize in a conference like the SEC, which is as deep as it is, you know, in terms of national reputation and you know, being a national seed and hosting regionals and things like that, taking care of your business in the SEC is going to absolutely get you where you need to go. So I know that Georgia had put together kind of a long streak against Tech, and I guess this year they won't win that season series, but ultimately what happens in May and June is going to be a lot more important.
I'll tell you and other Georgia fans out there some good news. The last time Georgia went to Omaha, that year they were also 1-2 against Tech. So it doesn't matter. We can still salvage things. I know it's important to beat the enemy, but we should be just fine in that category. And as David Johnson says, just don't get swept this weekend at Mississippi State. So we'll quickly get over this Tech loss. And also, whether it's good or bad news, it looks like Georgia and Tech might play each other in the postseason. That's another really good team down there in Atlanta.
Yeah, that's right. It's probably a better Tech team they've had in a while, and obviously they've had their problems over the years, which certainly would.
You with us, Brandon?
Yeah. Did you lose me?
Yeah, just for a second there. What were you saying? Just finish that thought.
I said obviously the chance to play Tech in a super regional or something like that would be a lot of fun, and I think overall it was still a really good week for Georgia baseball,
right.
Just from the standpoint that, you know, you come back off the 20-inning game to Clemson and, you know, you have the good series against a Missouri team that's probably playing better than some people realize. I mean, ultimately, even with the loss to Georgia Tech, it's actually been a pretty good few days for Georgia coming off of what was its first SEC series loss to Tennessee 2 weekends ago.
Right. Let's jump over to football real quick, some recruiting news, both some good and some bad. Now, I'll ask you, because this is news this morning, I know there's very little details out there, and the short answer is you may know absolutely nothing, but a couple of moves yesterday where we find out late last night, Georgia has fired one individual in the recruiting office and suspended another for 30 days without pay. I know you guys at Dog Nation are doing a great job covering this. Is there anything new or anything we can speculate as to what's going on in the recruiting office right now?
Yeah, I think that's a really good question. I mean, obviously the appetite for information in this story greatly exceeds what's currently available. And the one thing that we would all agree with is the word recruiting is the single most important word in all of college football. So anytime something happens with staffers that have recruiting in their title, that's going to get a lot of extra attention. When this story breaks, that's indeed the case, is there's, you know, a little bit of extra attention paid to this. As it stands right now, I don't know what this is about, but I guess I would caution Georgia fans, because I've seen a lot of, you know, conversation about this already, you know, just whether it be our forum at forum.dognation.com or other online gathering houses, and I would caution Georgia fans from jumping to the last page on this. I mean, there is a very good chance that this is exactly what Greg McGarry described it as, which is kind of a personnel matter, which ultimately may be more about HR departments than it is 4- and 5-star recruits. So obviously, there's going to be a lot of extra attention paid to new details on this when it emerges. And in the meantime, there'll be no shortage of rumors as to what it might be. But my only, I guess, opinion on this, to the extent that I'm capable of even having one, is that there is still a significant chance, and I would say the most likely chance of all the possible scenarios, the most likely chance is this just ends up being kind of a big nothing that opposing fan bases will try to, you know, use against Georgia, but ultimately doesn't end up really adding up to a whole lot. That is still the most likely outcome out of all this, and it may take a few more days for new information to trickle out on this, and it may take months for the final story to be written on exactly what happened here with these two staffers, one that's been put on probation or suspension, whatever you want to call it, and one that's actually been fired. We may have to wait a while to find out the full story, but the granular details of this are a lot more likely to be boring than they are sensational soap opera, things of that nature.
No, I think you're right. And nobody wants to speculate anything at this point that doesn't get you anywhere fast. But what I do want to speculate on, and this is a more positive recruiting story that you guys are following. Now, one of the best in the business, frequent guest of your program, Jeff Sintel, covers all things recruiting for Dog Nation. He has a fantastic article up this week, very lengthy and for a good reason. One of your favorite recruits out there, perhaps the number one on Georgia's board, Kendall Milton out of Fresno, California. Tell us more about his visit, Brandon. It sounds like he had a really good time, not only in the South, but specifically here in Athens over the weekend.
Yeah, I think it was a really good one for Georgia in that it looks like they were able to host him over multiple days. And I think that just gives you a chance, even on an unofficial visit, to really be able to plug in and get to know the university very well. Now, the weather on Saturday, as you know, was not great, but I think the visit to Georgia seemingly still went really well. Somebody had shared a picture with me of what looked to be Milton talking to what looked to be Sony Michel and Nick Chubb standing on the sideline. So he got a chance to see, you know, that kind of stuff. And it sounds like a lot of these dads and parents kind of got to know each other pretty well. There was some talk about that at one point in time, that maybe they were, Carson Beck's dad and Kendall Milton's dad maybe hooking up and engaged with each other on social media a little bit. And I think that Milton is the highest of high priorities when it comes to Georgia and its 2020 class here. I think they want to sign two elite running backs, and I think that Milton arguably may be the first choice overall on that. So, you know, I certainly think that Georgia put its best foot forward for Milton, and all indications are, circumstantial evidence as it is, but all indications are that Milton really enjoyed himself on this visit.
Speaking with the host of Dog Nation Daily, Brandon Adams.
Brandon, with all the guys coming on campus this weekend, I know Paris Johnson was a big one, offensive lineman out of Ohio, and then several other five-stars, four-stars in both 2020 and 2021. I know you're talking about the progress made with Milton. Was there any other really big-name prospects that you feel like Georgia made a good bit of progress with them, you know, coming to campus maybe for the first time and seeing a game atmosphere and all of that?
Yeah, that's a great question. You mentioned Paris Johnson Jr., and I think that's a really interesting name because the G-Day visit for Johnson ends up being what I guess we can say is at least his third visit to UGA that we know of. There was a Dog Nation report a few days ago about him taking kind of a second visit to Georgia after he had taken a previous unofficial visit as a part of kind of one of these barnstorming trips where you go with some of your teammates through the South. Well, you know, Johnson came back around and visited Georgia again after that, and it was at G-Day again on Saturday. There was also a Cleveland Plain Dealer report a few days ago from Johnson's high school coach where the high school coach, you all may be aware of this already, but essentially said that Johnson's Ohio State commitment was made to Urban Meyer. Now that Meyer's not there anymore, his high school coach does not view Johnson as necessarily being committed to Ohio State because the coach he committed to isn't there anymore. Now, it's unclear if that coach necessarily speaks for Johnson on this story, but clearly that's a line of thinking that Johnson is very much looking around. There was also a report from an Ohio State recruiting blog a couple of days ago that, you know, LSU could be a big factor in this a bit too. So I think that Ohio State's confidence in holding on to Johnson, despite the fact that he comes from Cincinnati, I think that's probably not as great as it once was. And it may be Georgia, along with at least another SEC school, who are kind of fighting and battling for him. But one thing we've seen from Sam Pittman is, you know, he can, for the most part, seemingly get anybody that he wants. So even though going to Southern Ohio and getting an offensive lineman away from Ohio State seems like a pretty tough pull, I mean, Pittman has just shown a real ability to be able to do these kinds of things. And so if anything is possible in recruiting, I would say that Pittman winning with any offensive lineman he wants, no matter who the competition is, I would say there's a great chance that can happen.
I'm glad you brought up Sam Pittman. That was one of the highlights over the weekend. Now, I'm learning to say this name. You might already have it down, Brandon. I call him Aki Ogunbi. Does that sound right?
That's close enough.
Okay.
I mean, I certainly don't know that I say it perfectly. I guess I have been told that the N in the first name is silent. So
okay.
I'm going with Akiola Ogunbi. So
there
I think you and I are both the same on the last name, and maybe the first name a little different, but who knows? I mean, obviously, I've butchered plenty of these pronunciations
right
over the years before, unintentionally, of course.
Yeah, another great pull for Sam Pittman. Now, he's out of Texas. I found out, or I saw online just the chatter all over the place, that Oklahoma fans thought this guy was maybe going to be sooner bound. Winds up, as you just alluded to, Sam Pittman does what Sam Pittman wants. Am I ever going to get tired of this, or am I ever going to not be surprised at Sam Pittman? Is this just the new norm for Georgia offensive line?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's great. I joke from time to time that when it comes to Pittman, It's not so much as if he's recruiting, so much as it is, it seems like he's just selecting. You know, he goes into places and, you know, he gets the guys that he wants. And even when it comes to Oklahoma, and there's actually probably a couple of offensive linemen this cycle that Pittman's battling Oklahoma with. He knows the state of Oklahoma well. I guess Pittman, I guess, grew up there or something like that. I can't quite remember that. But, you know, Pittman is just seemingly going to be able to go into any kind of territory he wants. And I think part of that's just the personality that he brings to the forefront. You know, he is a guy that really uses sense of humor as kind of a weapon on the recruiting trail. It's kind of funny. You can hear, you know, very different offensive linemen from different recruiting cycles, and they all kind of cite the same reason why they want to be a part of what's going on in Georgia, because they like the personality that Pittman goes about his business with. And so I just think he's cultivated that brand. And really, if you look at the Georgia brand right now, it's so different than what it would have been a few years ago, is Georgia's now become a program known for dominant offensive lines. It remains to be seen if this offensive line on the field this year is going to be greatest of all time, greatest in Georgia history. There's obviously some, you know, potential accolades like that thrown its way. But I think what is clear and really inarguable is that it's the nucleus of the Georgia program now. Giving Jake Fromm time to throw, opening up big holes for the running game, that's the thing that Georgia does best right now. And, boy, having a great offensive line, of all the potential strengths you could have in terms of predicting success in college football, maybe not always in the NFL as much, but in college football, that's a pretty good predictor of success.
With G-Day now passing and the rest of the offseason ahead of us, are there any other kind of big recruiting weekends or kind of mass gatherings, maybe camps or, I don't know, Junior Day or something like that, where we'll see a lot more of these guys on campus in bunches, or is it more just kind of individual visits here and there?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, one of the things that Georgia does favor, you know, more so than, like, say, previous regimes and other, you know, places where you have the big day, you bring a lot of people in, Georgia, for the most part, does like to make its visits a little bit more intimate, although we are coming up about on the one-year anniversary of what kind of became, you know, semi-famous in recruiting circles as kind of a scavenger hunt last year, where recruits were brought on campus for kind of a fun day, and they learned more about the university by doing a scavenger hunt type thing. Maybe they'll do that again. I mean, the one thing that I will say is that May and June have become really big months on the recruiting calendar, partially because of the fact that the recruiting schedule is accelerated because of the fact that now you can sign in December as opposed to signing in February. That accelerates the recruiting calendar just a bit. And so that does put more importance on May and June. But there's also been this growing trend of the last few years of players that want to get some business taken care of before they begin their senior seasons. I think in some respects, maybe the high school coaches kind of request that they do that. And for a lot of these guys who don't want to take it all the way, they go ahead and get it out of the way before, you know, their official practices start in July and August. And so I think you'll see May and June be a really busy time, not just for Georgia, but a lot of Georgia's recruiting competitors. You'll have the opening event taking place in Texas and, you know, things like that, where a lot of recruiting news typically comes out of. But I would definitely keep your head on a swivel in this, you know, month of May coming up and then June after that for some more pieces to be added in this 2020 class, or at the very least, some key unofficial visits that could lay the groundwork for some of that kind of stuff happening later on.
Speaking to the host of Dog Nation Daily right here on noon on 960 The Ref, Brandon Adams. Something came to mind before I let you go here. You had a show a couple weeks ago, or maybe a week ago, previewing G-Day. You had a former Georgia Bulldog great, David Green, talking about just his experiences during the spring game. And he said on your show that 2002 was perhaps his worst performance in the spring. That wound up being the best team that Georgia fielded. The reason I ask you that and kind of rehash what he said is Jake Fromm didn't have the greatest of G-Days, and he was the first one to stand in front of the media after the game and admit that, with a big smile on his face, by the way. And I know that this day and age, it's 2019, we all have Twitter, social media. I'm sure if those things existed back in 2002, Georgia fans would have been maybe questioning what's going on with David Green. How do we look at Jake Fromm? And I think you and I see eye to eye on this, that there is zero issue whatsoever. But what would you tell Georgia fans that may be on social media asking, you know, hey, why is Jake Fromm not performing very well? And I think the long answer is it's G-Day. It doesn't mean that much.
Yeah, I mean, I'll give you a little backstory on the David Green story that he told on Dog Nation Daily. Logan, I appreciate you listening, and I appreciate you bringing that up.
Absolutely.
I talked to John Finchcombe, one of David's teammates that year, at an event we had at a local Atlanta restaurant last week. And you know, John really had no memory of that whatsoever. So, you know, David Green says, hey, a bad performance is inconsequential because, you know, maybe G-Day doesn't matter that much. John Stinchcomb, who was a great offensive lineman on that team, went so far as to say, you know what, I don't even really remember not having a good G-Day that year before Georgia won the SEC championship in 2002, which probably further cements the idea that this is not, I mean, it's not even a glorified scrimmage. It's just a scrimmage. However, it is fun for the fans. And so for fans who didn't see offensively everything they want to see, I totally get that, but it's more about being disappointed and a lack of entertainment more so than it is to me about any kind of harbinger for what might happen during the season. I mean, Jake Fromm's got a pretty substantial track record at Georgia now. The back of his football card is pretty full of stats and performances and big games and everything else. I would have liked to have seen a little more entertaining show from the first team offense on Saturday, Fromm included. Fromm himself was really open about that as well. But I don't think in any way that's a predictor for what we'll see during the season. I think the best prediction for that is what Fromm's already done in previous seasons. And in most games, that's been pretty good.
Absolutely. Brandon, we appreciate your time every Wednesday morning. I know you got a big show to prepare for Dog Nation. Any preview of what you're going to be talking about today?
Yeah, we'll try to see if we can figure out more details on what has gone on with these Georgia staffers. We'll try to figure that out and a whole lot more. Here today, for sure. So we'll be paying very close attention to that and a whole lot more.
We'll be listening, Brandon. Thanks a lot for your time, and we will talk to you again next Wednesday right here at 8 o'clock.
Sounds great. Thank you so much, guys.
Thanks, Brandon. Brandon Adams, the host of Dog Nation Daily.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.